I logged in on, so I set forgot password on my PC, set a new password. It logged me out on my phone because I changed the password. And then now I'm on my phone trying to log in to the account with the password I just changed it to, and it won't let me log in.
That's
why.
I really don't.
In June of last year, head office made the difficult decision to wipe out one of the foundational building blocks of PBE and one of the best methods of reporting PBE trade rumors, PBE confessions, and even a bit of rickrolling. What they replaced it with was a shell of the former medium and provoked theories of an HO cover-up that would have shook the PBE. Join us as we explore the death of PBE Twitter and the birth of PBE Chatterbox. Welcome to PBE Bigger Strange. Welcome, welcome once again to PBE Bigger Strange. We're back, Enoch.
Yeah, yes, we are. We were doing our once a year episode.
It's been less than a year, actually. I think the last one we did was August of last year. Right?
Oh, okay. It's only been 11 months. Okay.
Oh, no. July.
Is it July? Okay. So we hit the 1 year mark.
Almost. We almost hit the 1 year mark.
but by the way, did we do this on purpose? Because this is the 1 year anniversary of Chatterbox.
Was that on purpose?
Oh, no, okay. All right.
That was part of it, yeah. Okay. I mean, I only recently found out, actually, that Chatterbox is about to hit, was it 50? Or no, they already hit 50.
They hit 50, yeah. But we're coming up on 52, so it's been a year.
Yeah.
And that's this coming week, and I didn't realize that. I didn't know when you brought it up if you knew it was coming up on a year. It just so happened that's what we just landed on, you know.
It
so.
Just so happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
We've been talking about doing another episode for a while now, and I came to you with the idea, and I'm like, listen, hear me out. Death of PBE Twitter and the birth of PBE Chatterbox. And you responded with such a, like,
No, it's not an eh. I was like, no. Okay. You have to understand, like the problem with Discord chat is that there's no emotions behind anything I type. Because you could take, because my response was not eh, my response was interesting. And when I say interesting, it's like, oh, because I literally in my head was like, oh, interesting. But you read it, it's like, oh, interesting.
So you went, oh, and then another message was, okay, and then the next message was interesting. So I read that as, oh, okay, interesting?
I think in my mind I was like, well, I mean, it was pretty straightforward. I mean, like it wasn't, like, it was pretty straightforward, like, in terms of what happened. But you know, I guess, you know, it's been a year, and there are obviously been, X amount of classes that had came on, and they never knew of PBE Twitter, you know. So they all knew about Chatterbox, which, so I guess, you know, where do you want to start? Do you want to just talk about like just the logistics of what happened, or you know, like where do you want to start with this? Because as we slowly discover, there is a little bit of a gold mine, more so in PBE in the Twitter portion than the Chatterbox, because I admit I never read through the Chatterbox, so I'm sure there's gems in there, but you know, like, I'll admit I famously do let everybody know what day of the week it is. That's how I do my Chatterbox. Yeah. So
and really the quality of Chatterbox like posts are roughly about the same quality, if not somewhat worse, than PBE Twitter. Like, back in the PBE Twitter days, there would be people just writing, like, money, hashtag PBE Sim.
Well, yes. Yes. Like... yes. Because so just for everybody who knows, let's go to the history of... So, I don't know when PBE Twitter itself began. It's always been a thing, as far as I know. But it was Chatterbox before Chatterbox. So we had a Twitter, and the whole point of it is it's mimicking your player having social media, So you basically talk about your player a little bit. You could, and the only requirement is that you do hashtag PBE sim, I think it is.
Yes.
And that's the only requirement. You just write anything. I mean, Twitter isn't, it's a, X amount of characters anyway, so there's only so much you can write. So people were just like, oh, I did poorly today, or, my player went to get lunch, and then other were just like, money. And so just, dumb things like that, like no one really took it seriously. There was a point where people were like, oh, maybe we should try to use it to promote the league more. These tweets should be more, I vaguely did remember people were complaining, saying these tweets are too nonsensical. They should be more structured, and I was just like, really? I was like, who's sitting around thinking about this? They just want their, 20 250K, and moving on, so you post every day. It's the same logic as Chatterbox. So if you post, if you hit, if you post it every day throughout the week, then you get the full amount for the week, and which roughly covers most of weekly training. And actually, if the math, if I remember correctly, actually Chatterbox actually pays more than Twitter did. Because Chatterbox gets you, if you do it every day, I think it's 950K, which pretty much covers the weekly training. Like it's right there.
So it
I think
gets,
Twitter
yeah,
was
I'm not
less,
sure.
and you still really need the JPT to get over that hump. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, so it's 950 total a week if you chatter every week, every day of the week. Because you get 250K for each post in Chatterbox for the first three that you do in a week for 750K, and then you get 50K per chatter after that for a total of 200K max. So technically, actually, you could chatter four times on the fourth day, I think. Oh no, chatters have to be on separate days. Never mind.
I think it has to be a separate day, so you can't just sit there and do it like,
Do
a bunch of times.
separately.
So yeah, so you do need to do
Just
it every day. So
one, enter two, enter three, enter four.
I know in Kansas City we had a time when we did have a bot to pull in people's tweets to try to kind of promote it a little bit better, at least within the team portion. I don't really know how well that really went, but because it's not like I was doing. I didn't need it, so like it wasn't, and it was a different site altogether. I don't use Twitter, so like it was kind of a burden for me to actually do this. Like if I'm on the phone, it's like I don't want to sign into Twitter. I don't want Twitter on my phone. So the only place I had signed in was my browser at home. So like I have to like, oh, I have to remember to do it tonight. As opposed to like I will say the Chatterbox because I am signed into the forum here, and it's pretty easy where I just literally click the link, reply, and that's it. So it is much easier to do it through that way, but I will have to say that looking back on it, like the creativity is gone. So there were some very interesting thing, and I think we'll bring up a couple of them. Because
Absolutely.
AJ actually found out something right before we recorded. But I think you might be thinking of another one, because there's another one that we never had a answer to. Who ran the account? And I think it's PBE confession one that we never had the,
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I think you might be thinking of confession one. The confession one, we never had a full claim to like who actually ran it, even though we had our suspicions.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah. So we'll go over all the like little things that we found. But yeah, real quick, like we briefly mentioned it. But yeah, Twitter used to be, well, actually, you did more than briefly mention it. You explained it quite a bit. But yeah, you could go to Twitter. You can like be in character on your tweet. I think there's pros and cons to both the Twitter and the Chatterbox. But the reason that we eventually shifted from Twitter to Chatterbox was because according to Punk, who was a head office member at the time, I think, Punk said that, quote, Twitter, Reddit, etc., made it where you have to pay a bunch of money to pull the API data to see who was doing anything. So we used to be able to just pull all of that data from Twitter, be like, oh, this is who tweeted this week.
That's
Here's
how
all
we do
the
the payout. because
Exactly.
no one's manually sitting around like looking through all PBE sim and then marking it down. That's just impossible. So the API was free, and then we just have a scraper going through it, and the payout was bing bang boom. And so it's really easy. So when the time came, we're discussing in management about just well, it's gonna go away. What are we gonna do? And we kind of I think SHL kind of jumped ahead of everybody, because they already switched to something called the I forgot what is it, called? I can't remember. Like
I don't know what
so
it's
it,
called,
I,
but
it's like a version of like Twitter. Like it's on their forum, and it's like Chirp or something like that. Don't quote me on it. But it's something like that. So they kind of already been replaced. So we kind of follow suit. We talked about going to Reddit, but then it kind of didn't make sense. And I think the Reddit API needed payment as well. So that didn't really happen, and there was not another real way of doing it. So it was the easiest way was to move it to the forum and use Chatterbox in the same concept, a post every day to get the money. So that, like the actual what happened, it's pretty boring because it's just, that's it,
Or
we
so we think, HO covering up stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
It is. I'm pretty sure they're covering something up. They're just not telling us, and we will explore that because I think we could have wild conspiracy theories as we go.
I want everyone to I said I was gonna do like the X-Files theme music playing through my phone there anytime we mentioned like a cover up. I did not actually get that set up. I
Oh, that's a
should
shame.
have. I know how to do it. I just didn't do it for some reason. I
But
should have
now you're
done
gonna. I don't even know if I could
it.
overlay. I mean, I could overlay it in the podcast, but I don't know if we'll get like in trouble for it. So,
Yeah, we might get. Yeah,
I don't
DMCA'd.
feel like getting a cease and desist from like Fox, like or whoever owns the rights to X-Files now. I don't know. I'm sure the show have been sold, and a few times. So I
Yeah, so
don't.
as a substitute, what I want everyone to do is to pull up the like Charlie Day conspiracy meme and just have that in plain view for any time that we're talking about a conspiracy and HO cover up of this. 'Cause clearly that's where I'm at with this.
I think there's a cover up. I don't. I think we had the money for the API. We just didn't. We clearly did. So.
So going back to that API, Punk also gave us a couple other things to look to kind of go over, but Punk said, quote, ISFL changed theirs to money from Discord posts. So ISFL apparently does money through Discord posts now, which
Oh yes,
I
that
didn't
was
know.
also that was also
I
brought
didn't
up,
pick that up.
Discord posts.
Yeah.
I don't know how you, well, I mean, ISFL has a way, so clearly it can be done. So yeah.
And I'm an ISFL, and I didn't know that that was an option, so maybe I have to go find that. But SHL has a Chatterbox style, so we went with doing it on JSync because Danny could just put together a quick and easy poll from there on stuff we already paid to use. End quote. So yeah, that was kind of where everyone like went with it after the API changes to kind of disallow us from continuing on from that Twitter. Which is kind of a shame because, as I mentioned, there are pros and cons to both Chatterbox and Twitter, I think. Like with Chatterbox, I think it's a lot more. You mentioned like you don't even use Twitter. I think it's a lot more accessible for a lot of newer users who maybe aren't on Twitter and they don't want to go through the process of creating a Twitter account for PBE and going and posting every day on Twitter if they don't use Twitter. So, like, that's a very big pro in the column of Chatterbox. But the big con that I see for Chatterbox, there's two big cons for me personally, is first of all, engagement. You can't reply, I mean, you can reply to Chatterbox posts, but I don't think it's going to be as frequent as you would with like Twitter, where you can easily just scroll through a feed of PBE sim hashtags and be like, oh, here are the things I want to like, here are the things I want to reply to. So I think engagement is a big problem with Chatterbox, and I think the other one is the lack of anonymity can actually be a problem. Like having some anonymous Twitter accounts that were related to the PBE, like the PBE Confessions account or the PvE Trade Rumors account that were both on Twitter back in the day. And I know, we'll get to the Trade Rumors thing because I just had that out right before we started this, but both of those, to me, were like anonymous accounts that were like, we don't know who's behind these, but they're still just having fun with it. Also, the Twitter pages for the teams. There were team pages, like the Vancouver Vandals Twitter had a team account that I was in charge of for a frame of time and still have the password too, but I mean, it's just gone inactive because I haven't been, I'm no longer the GM of the Vandals. No one ever asked me for the password because no one was tweeting with the Vandals team.
Well, you need someone to manage it. That's always been the problem. It's just like, you need someone to manage the page. And let's be real here. It's like, that's not really a practical thing. You know, so I know for a fact that, you know, we had the Hepcats one, but we never like really had anyone to really, I think Dogwood did it for a little bit and then, but that was it. Like we couldn't find any consistency behind that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like those anonymous accounts, like the team accounts and the PBE affiliated accounts, you can't have that in Chatterbox. When you go to Chatterbox and you post a chatter, it's under your name. So it's like you can't, there's no, like, you can't very easily in just like a visual style go and post just like a PBE trade rumor and have it be like an anonymous joke thing for Chatterbox, which I felt also kind of messed with the engagement a little bit, but that's like the kind of the pros and cons for me. I don't know if you have any others that you can think of between these two.
I go back to creativity. I think it just goes. There's something about the format of what Twitter is that allows it to be more creative. That while you could try to do the same thing on Chatterbox, it's just not the same. You know, and it was more visible because like in our account we actually followed people. Like you don't do that in the Chatterbox. Like you're gonna have 300 replies. I mentioned before, I have never read a single one of them, and I'm sure there's some gems in there, but you know, I'm sure there are some gems in there, and quite frankly, I would never know because I'm not sitting around reading 300 of them. But yeah, I should. But you know, like there's only so many things I'm gonna read. You know, so you know, or scroll through. You know, like. Like I'm pretty sure like 90% of people are doing exactly what I'm doing. So that's not very interesting. Yeah, but again, you know, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I know there are some like gems in there that you mentioned. Like I'm trying to remember, there was a something that was said on stream during one of the Sims that my co-host said in like joking fashion kind of, and they, I don't know if they messed up the phrasing of it, and it wound up being something like, I forget what it was, but it was something along the lines of like rabbit salad or something like that. Oh wait, here it is. It was squirrel salad. Yeah, it was here we go. So it was Chadwick and I were doing a PBE stream. We had a pitching matchup that was Jeff Salad versus Leath Squirrel, both PBE players, and we jokingly brought up a squirrel salad, and we were like, I wonder if there's a recipe somewhere for squirrel salad, and it's like, this is not actually a thing, but we were just joking around with it, and there was we told people, go on Chatterbox and send us your squirrel salad recipes. So yeah, at least I think at least two people went on Chatterbox and just made up or they pulled actual squirrel salad recipes from the internet and used that as their Chatterbox for the week.
That is quite disturbing.
Well, I mean, I don't think any of them actually had squirrels in the salad. It was just a name for a certain salad, I think. I'm Googling it, or not Googling it.
Still disturbing.
Fair enough. squirrel salad. Let's see. Yeah, okay, so 10 for Wolfing Jr. submitted a squirrel salad. Oh gosh, that is really distressing. We're not gonna read that recipe out on stream because it actually includes squirrels. But Chadwick did post a JPT of a squirrel salad that didn't actually include squirrels, but it included item ingredients that squirrels would eat. But yeah, Chess Safari posted. Apparently, there was a squirrel salad. Decided to research squirrel salad in my wife's collection of vintage cookbooks, as well as online. I admit I was shocked, and no, these aren't only popular in West Virginia. Here's a random sample recipe. There's an actual salad that involves cooking squirrel. We're not. I'm done. I'm not going
I
any
don't
deeper
know
now,
if you
though.
really want. Yeah, I was gonna say
I've
that
closed
might
the
not,
tab.
that might not be a hole that you want to go down.
I've closed the tab. But yeah, if people want to indulge in that horror, it's on JSig somewhere. You can search for yourself if you really want. But yeah, we I just completely off track there. But yeah, the Twitter did have plenty of different accounts and like little things that kind of endeared me to it at least. We had the PvE Confessions channel, which you mentioned we don't know who actually ran that one.
It did get to a point because there was a point where some people felt like it because a lot of the confessions are real, like it's stuff that they had people's beef and gripe against the league. It wasn't a parody. It wasn't like stuff that was, at least most of it wasn't made up as far as I know.
The way that it was set up was it had a Google form in the bio of that Twitter profile, and you could submit the confessions anonymously, and then they would be posted to the confessions channel saying received on X date, and then it would just copy and paste the confession.
Yeah, because it was just like, so this is the format, it's like received on date and this is what they said, you know, and so this is just people I mean the last one's from July 31st, 2020, so it's been close to 4 years since the last one was posted, but there's some in there that was like real legit, like we don't know if this is actually helping or hurting the leak, you know, and stuff like that. But but yeah, like there are people who, like, we don't know who submitted it, and obviously, you know, he's like, because if one of them was like, oh, I can't wait for my contract to expire, I'm so disgruntled, I don't want them to have the opportunity to trade me, you know, like there's stuff like that, and it's legit feelings, and people like I've known people that like, oh, I really just don't like, you know, X team, you know, and you know, like I had someone recently say that to me. He's just like, it's like, oh, I'm really regretting my choice, you know, like of doing this or doing that, you know, and it's just like, oh, that's kind of sad to hear, but you know, I mean, it happens, you know, like you can't, you know, not every, you know, but yeah.
And can be also kind of good to vent anonymously. Like if you have to get something off your chest, I can see that being a good method to do that. But at the same time, it is posted publicly where it's like this could some of these could reflect poorly on the league.
Yeah,
And not to
so
judge whether or not it's going to affect the league.
I don't know because like we never really knew who ran the account. We had our suspicions. They have denied it, but you know.
When you say we had our suspicions, so
Oh,
who
I
are
say
we?
we. I guess I use the term we very loosely, but you know, people that I've chatted with in the past. I remember. You know, talking about like who do we think that was behind it? So, but I don't know. There's no concrete evidence. Nobody ever came forward and said that. Oh, you know, I ran PvE Confessions. Well, that I know of. You know, like at least not to me. So maybe it is a known thing. Again, it's been 4 years since it's really been mentioned. So maybe it was a known thing now, and just you know. So yeah.
Well, there was it actually did make a second account. I don't know why there was a second account, but
Oh,
there
there was
was. So it was also PBE Confessions ran the exact same way, but from somewhere between July 31st, 2020.
Oh, yeah, it is the second one. Yeah.
Oh no, actually, it was
2021. It's
the
January
day
8th.
after. August 1st, 2020 was the first one on that account, and that ran till January of 2021. So I assume it was the same person, considering that it's back-to-back days from the last post of the first one to the first post of the second one. But yeah, I don't know if I'm not gonna put you on the spot to like name names, but personally, I always thought initially that it was either Miss Obvious or AU Gold. And I also thought this
I
was
don't think it
connected to
was
the
gold.
game
I think
Trails.
I think it was kind of widely thought that it's Miss.
Okay, gotcha. Because I always thought like those two were kind of, at the time, those two were really, really involved in PBE. Not so much anymore, I don't think.
No.
I think Miss is like
No,
average.
Miss
Like,
is
is Miss
not
on the
even
Ruger?
a Miss has not had an earning player in a while.
Oh, I thought he was on the Ruger. Maybe I'm thinking of someone different.
No.
Okay, but
No,
yeah, so.
he did recreate along with Van as Jose
Four
43,
three, yeah.
but it was again, it was more of a meme thing. He got drafted by Luna Base, but he never really earned or anything, so it was just
Yeah,
kind of
those two
there.
are, they're not really, like as big in the league as they were back then at around that time. Those two kind of, I always pictured those two as kind of like the quote unquote biggest trolls of the league. Yeah, I mean that in the best possible way. But like they were always the kind of like jokesters that I was always laughing at, or laughing with rather, whenever they would have any kind of nonsense going on. Like I remember they, I don't think it was the season 18 draft, but one of the season's drafts around that time, they both did, and there was like the draft sheet had like clip art and stuff on it, and I was like, it looked ridiculous, but it was really funny to me. So those were the guys that I always assumed were, one of those two was running both the PBE Confessions account and the PBE Trade Rumors account. But the PBE Confessions also had the birth of one of the memes that kind of stuck around for a while, which, but here, let me ask you, I want to see if you can guess what I'm thinking of. When I say the words Death Valley Scorpions, right, that team, is there a certain phrase that comes to mind for you?
Unlikable and arrogant, or
There it is. Yeah, arrogant and unlikable.
yeah,
Yeah.
arrogant and unlikable.
That
That
was the.
I mean, that was the did that came from Twitter? Like that my
Yes.
that came from Twitter. So yeah.
From the PBE Confessions account, actually. It was submitted as a PBE
Oh,
Confessions.
really? I did not know
Yeah.
that's where it came from.
Yeah, it was back in May of 2020, May 25th. I have the.
I thought that
Speed
phrase was
one.
older, but okay, maybe not.
Yeah, so I have the actual like photo. I assume that's the first ever occurrence of it. Maybe there was something earlier and I was just referencing it, but I mean, I'm looking at the tweet right now. It's on May 25th, 2020. From the first PBE Confessions account. And surprisingly enough, like I expected, like that was a meme that stuck around for a while in like public channels of Discord. I expected that to have a lot more likes than it did. It had four likes. It was not a popular tweet.
It did.
And yeah.
Go on.
It's like other, there are other tweets that have like 10 plus likes that I'm like, these are good, but I don't know if they're as like iconic as that one, you know? Like there was a, let's see.
I think it may have taken off in not on Twitter as much as it took on a life
In
in
Discord.
Discord. Because I
Gotcha.
guarantee you, if it did come from Twitter, I don't think most people would have ever thought or would remember that it came from Twitter, so.
Yeah, I can get that. But yeah, I was surprised that there were so many, that there are other tweets that had a lot more likes than it did. Like there was one that was, these are all from the Confessions jail too that I'm referring to, but there's one confession that said, "I didn't know enough people lived in Boise to support a pro baseball team." Like, that one's funny, but I thought that one would have had less likes than the arrogant and unlikable.
Well, I mean, I would believe that there, I assume this happened around, you know, the time when they were rebranded as Boise. And that could have been. I don't know. I don't know when this was, and I wouldn't have been surprised that there were a lot of people who were against, you know, moving the team to Boise because, mm-hmm. like, your baseball stadium has more people than the city itself, you know, and like in the end, it's fictional. It doesn't really matter, you know, but you know, like I think. I mean, I understood why they wanted to do it, you know, with the whole Utah railroaders and the whole Florida fiasco. You know, they needed to move the team. Now, why Boise? Who knows? But yeah, so I could see there some people were probably just like, oh, this is not smart. Yeah. And then I'm sure if this existed when Luna Base was created, some that would have probably made it in
absolutely.
There as well. So.
Absolutely.
No offense to Luna Base, but I still, you know, it's not my team. I said it back then. It's like, not my team. I couldn't care less. If you want to move it wherever you want, you know. But I have to say, you know, like, I was like, really? But, you know, hey.
I'm contractually obligated to say nothing bad about it.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
But there was another confession on there that I really wanted to read out because I just found it hilarious. So this is a PBE confession from an anonymous source. Now let me see if you can pick out what's wrong with this. But the confession quote is, "Draft me, anonymous prospect." How are they gonna know who you are if you? How are they gonna know who you are to draft you if you're an anonymous prospect on an anonymous PBE confessions account? I absolutely love that one. When I found it, I started cracking up. That was a great one.
It is.
But yeah, so the confessions account wasn't even the only like PBE adjacent account. And we brought up PBE trade rumors. And that was one of the ones that I had on my list. And I found out something right prior to this podcast that we know who ran the PBE trade rumors account, and it should have been obvious to me from the start, but it wasn't.
I didn't know it was a secret. I never knew it was a secret.
You would think that with a Twitter handle of KevChote11 that I would have put the pieces together, that maybe the person behind the PBE Trade Rumors account and the PBE player of Kevin Choate are maybe one and the same.
I never created a new one for it. Like, it was just like, so by the time that was created, I really didn't need the money from Twitter. And so I thought it was just, oh, maybe we could do, you know, like MLB trade rumors, and so that's what I did, and I just, but I made up stuff, like made up leak news and so forth. I honestly was looking back at, you know, the stuff and I don't really remember much of like what the posts were really referencing to. Like there's some stuff in there while they're made up, like they were actually referencing something that happened, like actually happened, or, you know, it wasn't completely fabricated from thin air. But you know, like there's one, like looking at Gurren Gate. I don't remember what that was.
We'll get to Gurren Gate.
I mean, this wasn't like I had time to dig that one back up, and I honestly don't remember. There's something to do with a charity event. That's what I gathered, but I honestly don't remember. It's been 4 years. There's no way I will remember, you know, like, yeah. But yeah, so So if you look, I don't know when I actually started, because at one point, it was just, you look back, it was just really just normal tweets, and then eventually, like, there was a point where I just started, like, basically in this format, unconfirmed sources says this, or unconfirmed sources, report this or that, and I just kind of just went with that, fake PBE
There,
news.
I was just scrolling back and I just found one that I really enjoy. There is one from December 24th of 2020, or sorry, no, December 24th of 2020, where it says, unconfirmed sources report the heated exchanges between Kevin Choate and New York's front office have escalated as they are $25 million apart in negotiations. Choate reportedly claimed he was the best pitcher in the PBE. In response, New York's GM held up a picture of Ryan Rose.
I actually remember. I do remember post. I remember that one. That was. I had to chuckle to myself too when I
That
post. So
is a
just
great one.
to give an idea, people obviously they don't know who Ryan Rose is. Ryan Rose was the starter for the San Antonio Sloughs. He was definitely Hall of Famer. He was, I believe, he was like one or two seasons before me. I forgot what. He might have been season 14. Might be like a season before me. I don't remember. But my goodness, like he was good. Like
Absolutely.
it almost made no sense how good he was.
Wall Famer.
Part of it, I do wonder. I and it's part of it, and well, I shouldn't say that because it's because I had, part of it was the park factors, part of it, but that's not everything. But yeah, so he was clearly the best pitcher of that generation, like between the classes of like 13, 14, 15. So and that's where the and I don't recall if this was,
He was a
where
year
was like,
before you.
he was a year before me. Okay.
1913, you were season 14.
I believe this was the time when my contract was up after. Yes, it was up after my first regression season. This is the time, and while I was never fully serious about free agency, I did like dip my toe out for a second. Just, out of curiosity, more so. And DVS was the one that kind of went like full blown ad agency pitch to me. I was very impressed by it. But the amount of work that Person Man put in to, and I kind of got the taste of, okay, now I know why you guys are able to do what you do. And I actually, and I will admit that from that experience, I did like got a glimpse into why they're successful, and it always sat with me of how I kind of untangle some of like what they do to kind of be successful. So that experience actually helped me a lot in terms of when I eventually became a GM, of what I needed to do. And actually that's probably why I was able to sign Blue Line later, because from that experience. So because but yeah, that was great. The self, I love self-deprecating humor, and it's just
I love the idea of just holding up a picture as like
I
not quite the best picture.
don't think that's true. There's a couple of ones before that was on Christmas of all things, and I just pinged Slawface on this because the one above was unconfirmed sources report that New York has started a PR campaign to convince Kevin Cho to resign. Joey Slawface has declined to comment, and then there's the meme of the guy and his girlfriend. The guy was looking at another girl, and the guy is the Voyagers. Slawface is the girl that gave the guy a disgusted look, and Cho is the other girl. And I just paint Sloth with it as oh man, so yeah.
So yeah, before we move on to another topic of the Twitter, I did want to make mention. I did scroll back a little bit further in the PBE Trade Rumors account as well. Yeah, I found that you posted pbetraderumor.com, and I'm not going to click on it because it's probably a dead link right now, but it says
I
you should
don't.
create that and write random things.
I don't know if that was ever a thing. PBATradeRumors.com. I doubt that it was an actual. I don't think I went as far as creating a.
I'm not going to click on the link, but I do want to just say that if you ever do make a PBE Trade Rumor website, that I am going to be the first to offer my services for free of writing just absolute nonsense trade rumors.
No, you know what? We just need to
Just
get the Twitter going again. I think that's
okay.
all we really need. We don't need a. I think this
Should I
is the
just send you the
return.
reports?
This is the return of PBE trade rumors because
Okay.
it's just this is too good to just not. So if anybody kind of missed it on my streams, I actually kind of did the same thing on the leaked news. I don't do it all the time because I can't think of everything all the time, but I know there was a few people who caught it. Like I think Bazooka Joe caught it. Like because it's under leaked news and like you know I write the most random things and you know there's a whole story arc of how Hummus last player is actually like it's older than he's supposed to claim that he is and he cannot verify it with a birth certificate you know or something like that and you know so yeah yeah like we definitely could bring this back you know like hey, can I link a Twitter to a Chatterbox? Is
Chatterbox.
that can I do
Boy,
that?
I don't know. I mean, you probably could just copy and paste
Yeah,
it.
true. That's probably easier.
But yeah, I would absolutely
Yeah,
be
so
excited to watch you
I
find
think I think it's time
Twitter
to
points.
restart this, you know,
Yeah,
like
hire me.
yes, you're hired. There we go. We're
Excellent.
back, baby. 4 year hiatus. I mean, we already have a tweet right now. So, from 43
Still
minutes
back.
ago. So,
We're
we're so
still
back.
back.
We're so back. Everything is back.
But yeah, we should probably move on to another topic, which is Gurren Gate. And I'll be honest, I have a lot less on this than I wanted to have. But
I honestly don't remember what Gurren Gate is. I think there was something that
I.
happened with a charity event, and it wasn't malicious or anything bad. It was just I think we just made fun of Gurren because of whatever happened, and then eventually it made it in there as you know hashtag Gurren Gate, and
Yeah.
but I can't remember what it is right now, like fully,
So,
or
for those of
from.
you who might not have been around during that time or don't know, Gurren Wudu
Yeah.
is someone who is a part of the PBE for a long time. Don't think they're around anymore in the PBE, at least. One of the nicest people that I have ever met in sim leagues. Real stand-up person. And Gurren Gate was a hashtag that started becoming very popular on Twitter and eventually shifted over to Discord. Now, the earliest mention that I could find on Discord is after the earliest mention that I could find on Twitter. So I think it originated on Twitter, which would make sense as a hashtag. No idea what it was related to. It was related to something with charity, the charity event at that time. I assume it was something minor like, oh, Gurren misspelled something on a post for the charity an auction or something, and everyone just freaked out about it. Or it was just people poking fun at Gurren just to poke fun. But the earliest one I could find was on April 15th, 2021, from the PBE Rusty Kuntz account. That's a name that is a real throwback. And it was just a GIF of Morgan Freeman pointing upwards saying, "He's right, you know." And then the caption was hashtag Gurngate confirmed. And that was it. And I apparently have liked it because I have like the icon is highlighted next to it. And then Lucky Ocharo picked it up saying, "I don't know what Gurngate is, but I know that I should be outraged down with the thing that caused the scandal." And then all of a sudden your PBE Trade Rumors account picked it up as well and started circulating more and more. I have no idea what.
I don't remember what stemmed it. It was from a charity. I think at the same time, because there was a part of it that on April 22nd, you know, what I wrote was, "Unconfirmed sources report that the HO punishment for the Wheelers was kept under wraps. A pick mysteriously disappeared from the miners' draft. The draft was delayed, possibly due to this mysterious pick. What did HO do? Will we get answers?" So I believe, if you look back, and I don't remember which season it is, the miners' draft was missing one pick in the end. Like the final product was that like pick number 22 or whatever number is just does not exist. It just got skipped.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how that relates to the charity event.
I don't know, but it happened around the same time, I think. I think with the at least with the draft, I believe they picked someone and they retired right away.
Okay.
Was that the same? I don't want to say here because it was a joke that Shu made someone retire one season. Accidentally. While scouting them. While we were drafting. And I'm pretty sure it was the Wheelers that picked them. And maybe that was it. I don't remember.
Hold on. Do you remember the date for that?
Well, this is around April whatever 2021.
April
so
2020, right? Okay. So
I don't know. I don't know, 5 years of PBE memory, they all just kind of mush into one. So I wouldn't expect, you know, myself to be right, but I do remember that the Wheelers, something happened and one of their picks just does not exist in one of the drafts.
So we're doing some quick maths here. So
I mean,
that was in May of 2020, right?
April. It will be April 2021. 2021.
Oh, 2021. Okay,
yeah.
That's different. Okay, so April of 2021. And I have the April 2021, the minor league draft would have taken place on or around mid-April 2021 for season 24. Oh, actually, no, that was a two-week off-season because we had the charity tournament.
Okay. Yes, okay.
And a World Baseball Classic. Man, do we do a World Baseball Classic?
The last one was a it's hard to get together, like, so I don't blame anyone for not. FTR did try to do it again, and then unfortunately it was just I don't remember now, something happened.
Not relevant.
So anyways, but we did have one, you know, relatively recent. It wasn't like 10 seasons ago or anything like that.
So this actually, I pulled up I do the majors GM timeline. Someone else did a minors GM timeline, at least through season 40. It doesn't look to be updated past that unless...
I thought Hannah G did that. Oh, maybe I'm mistaken.
Maybe. Could be Hannah. It hasn't been updated since season 40, though. But anyway, the minor league draft during that time in April of 2021 was
the 24.
For the league schedule.
That's when it got posted. So this the S25 minor league draft.
And guess who was GM of Anchorage in season 25?
It's Gurren, right?
It was Gurren, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Gurren and no one? Oh no, Hydra Cronus.
Okay.
Cronus. Cronus? Cronus? I don't know.
Yeah, Hydra Cronus.
Hydra.
Hydra.
So we have Hydra and Gert. So it would make sense that it would be somehow connected, but like I don't know why the Myers draft was connected to the charity event. And if you're listening to the podcast and you know what originated Gurrengate or you remember,
there's no pick missing, so it must not. I don't know. I don't know that there's a. I do remember there was one season where the like pick technically does not exist, and I don't remember why that is.
Well, if you're listening and you remember, let us know, because we are curious.
I don't know. My memory is shot, so
it's been so long.
It's been so long.
Season 24 simultaneously feels like yesterday and feels like ages ago, which it is.
It's a season 25 draft, and
it was the halfway mark between the beginning of the league and now. It was season 48.
Yeah. 25 is a that's some interesting name.
Wow, that is just crazy to me that 24 is the halfway point now. I remember what I was talking about, how my draft class was the halfway point back in season 36, 12 seasons ago. Now season 18 is on the back end by quite a bit. Crazy how time flies.
Yes, it does.
So I don't know. Did you have any other Twitter things that you wanted to mention before we move on to kind of chatterbox a bit?
No. I think that's it. I mean, like, I'm sure there's more random gems of you ever just search for PBE, hashtag PBE sim, and then you just scroll back and you always find stuff. But yeah, I think it lends itself to some creativity and. But yeah.
so we then after multiple years of PBE Twitter, we had the API changes, had to change over to Chatterbox because of the scraper thing, and like can't collect the data anymore. And when this was announced, I remember thinking this is a bad idea, and I remember thinking that because at the time, I think, I was in ISFL. And ISFL, they have a thread or a sub-forum. I don't know. Have you ever created an ISFL, or is that just not
No.
Okay.
No, I need to. I feel like I need to max earn wherever I go, and I can't. I just can't do another league. Like,
that's fair.
So.
Yeah, so this will probably be news to you then, but in ISFL, they have a sub-forum known as the Thunderdome.
Oh yes, SHL has Thunderdome too. I think it's SHL that came with it first. Like,
I believe it. I'm just not familiar with
it. I didn't know that ISFL had it as well. We technically have it here in PBE. It's just hidden.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it does exist, but it's hidden. So
it's in the trash, maybe. I immediately thought when Chatterbox started up that it was going to devolve into, like, I was thinking, like, having everyone at Chatterbox, like, doing, like, supposedly anonymous tweets, and, like, anyone could just respond to them. I immediately thought, this is going to devolve into ISFL Thunderdome. And I mean that not in a drama way, but in a, this is not going to get any users, like, posting of this. Because, like, ISFL Thunderdome is branded as like, this is the place you want to go if you want to have drama. If there's drama, that if you need to vent or something, you go to ISFL Thunderdome, you make a post. And ISFL drama sucks. Like, it is not good. Like, ISFL, for those of you, I did some math here. ISFL Thunderdome, so PBE posts, if you look at how many pages are in a PBE post, like, you know how you click on, like, media and you go to a post and it's like, oh, pages 1 through 6, for example. PBE, including the main post of the topic thread, you get 40 posts per page. So you scroll down and you see 40 posts, and then you have to click onto the next page and you click to whatever. That's like the default, at least for me. I don't know if you can change it in settings or not, but for ISFL, their posts are 10 per page. I know this as a ISFL auditor because I think that there's a lot of work ahead of me. And I just scroll down and there's only 10 posts on a single page before moving on to the next one. And then ISFL, of the first 120 Thunderdome posts, six of them reached five pages or more, with only one reaching 10 or more. And if you compare that to PBE, five ISFL pages are basically 1.25 PBE pages. So that means if you have an ISFL thread that's 10 pages, the equivalent posts for that would be 2.5 PBE pages. So ISFL, like, does not have a lot of people responding to these early Thunderdome threads. And so my thought was, like, Chatterbox, no one's going to respond to it. It's going to become a Thunderdome.
So those threads are actual title threads. Like, people actually, like, there's a title to it. It's not just like Chatterbox, you know, number
right.
50. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, that's for Thunderdome. That's not for their.
So
I immediately thought, like, Thunderdome barely gets any posts, right? You got six that are reaching, like, around 1.25 PBE pages worth of content. And so, like, you're not getting a lot of people respond to that. Yeah, to be fair, there's not a lot of, unless it's a really big or really, like, kind of controversial media post, there's not a lot of responses to written media in PBE these days.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there were more earlier on, but I feel like the replies to media have gone down. And so I felt like Chatterbox is going to run that same course where it's,
mm-hmm.
gonna be like, it's not as popular. People are going to forget to post to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised at how many people were actually posting to it. I think it might just be the allure of extra cash and free cash, you know?
Well, it's easy money, and that's
yeah.
what, you know, like, you don't, there's literally no thought process behind it. You know, so it's kind of silly for people not to do it. You don't, you know, you're already on the site, you know, and you literally can do it from anywhere. So I'm surprised, honestly surprised that not more people are doing it, if anything. Now, granted, there are people who, you know, issues that, oh, I just don't remember to do it every day. So I mean, if you know, you have some dedicated people, there are reminders per day. So, and it's not, again, you already logged into a forum, you know, so it's already there. You don't have to go to another site. So it's really, I would say, it's even easier than Twitter. And so,
And you mentioned you were surprised that more people were doing it. I think more people are doing it.
No, it's not, I'm saying not more people are doing it. And so, I mean, I think the number has gone up. So
yes.
It just, you know, I think with the more you do it, you're more ingrained that you just, like, oh, okay, you know, like, you know, you build it in part of your routine, you know,
yeah.
it takes you 3 seconds to do so, you know, so.
Yeah.
But.
And I did some math about this. I posted it to you, and this is the part where I think the Charlie Day conspiracy meme is very applicable. Because I was like, Enoch, look, like, we used to be, Chatterbox used to be so unpopular, and it's become so much more popular these days. Why is this? Why is the trend? Because in the early days, the early days of Chatterbox, from the first 33 Chatterbox threads, only one of those threads ever reached above average. Like, there was an average that I calculated out of 431.2, which is actually 431.2 replies to the thread, and that's actually weighted towards more recently because of that of the first 33 Chatterbox threads out of 50, only one was ever over that average, and that was number 24 at 491, and that was due to triple Chatterbox pay during the holidays due to a Cherry Drive milestone unlock. But as of recently, Chatterbox threads 46 through 50, and now including 51 as I'm looking at it now, have been consistently above 500. The average was 431.2. Now they're consistently above 500, with a peak of 595, which was on Chatterbox number 48. And I sent all this math to you, and I was like, Enoch, there's a trend. Why is this happening? What's your response?
I gave you the most logical response anyone could possibly give, and I guess you wanted some kind of random conspiracy out of it, but I gave you the most mundane, logical response to it, which I'm gonna read what I wrote. So let me find what I wrote to you, because there is a very, just very logical, you know, let's see. Okay, so there's also a factor, you know, like Chatterbox, weird stat, you know, about like the average going up. And I was like, and this is my response: the draft classes got better, so Chatterbox replies increased. You know, like that's all there
And my
is to it.
response to that was dot dot
Dot
dot
dot
dot
dot
dot,
dot.
followed by "you're making this less fun to wildly conjecture about." I was like, there's a trend here. I've got my thing open.
I know
I'm thread
he
going
got
out. I'm making connections. And you're like, draft classes are bigger. And I'm like, you suck.
It's like, damn
Suck
it,
to you.
he's right. It's
And you
so
were
simple.
abs I look back and you were absolutely right. Like, the draft classes were like 39, 58 before the Chatterbox induction. Like, after Chatterbox induction, we were in like the 30s and the 40s consistently. And then season 48 draft class was 71 draftees. And that was April of this year. And then
Yes.
this next one, we had 57 draftees and counting, which has probably changed at the point of recording this.
No, I think well, we're done. We're pretty much done. I doubt anyone's creating right now for this 49 class. So anyone who's creating it will be thrown in the 50 class. So that
Okay,
number.
I did this
Oh, you
math
did the math.
5 days ago, so it might have
Oh,
changed since then.
it
I don't know how many
depending
I've
when Kitakaze created.
I thought he was, oh yeah, he was 49.
Yeah, he's 49, so he's last, so he's 57, 50. I don't know, right? So but anyways, yeah, 57. Yeah, 57 is right. That's what I have on my draft board. So, yeah, I like.
These two are missing from compendium, at least.
Oh,
Actually, no. Yeah, two are missing from compendium. I don't know which ones. Because there's only 55
yeah.
of us
I,
there.
See this. This is why I don't
Anyway.
rely on Compendium. So yeah, so I you know, like unfortunately, yes, unfortunately is a very mundane answer to it. It just the draft classes did get better. I think as time grew, people realized, oh, it's just easy money. Like I don't know. I think people really need to realize how easy it is to make money in this league. Like, it's
Yeah.
really absurdly easy. So I'm not saying it doesn't take time. Like, if you have no time, obviously, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, but like, even, you know, something simple like Chatterbox. I mean, how much time do you actually take on that? Like,
5 seconds.
Not even 5 seconds. You literally do it everywhere. Like you look at even like, oh, the stream, oh, I can't watch the stream. No one's asking you to watch the stream. Like, even if you just set it on your computer and just let it run, you're accumulating the points in the back, the channel points in the back, you know, the ones that you can bet away, you know, that's how you get it quicker if you want to, you know, bet those points away. But there's a re like I accumulate them because I just literally have it running as a tab in the background, you know. I'm doing other stuff, so there's another like really passive way of making money. It pays for you all the training and everything, you know. Obviously, the bigger money takes more time, leak jobs, you know, even podcasts. You know, podcasts really we do for an hour a week, and you know, that's actually a good amount of money. But you know, obviously, not everybody feels comfortable, you know, blabbering away for an hour, which is, you know, totally understandable. But yeah, if it goes back to, you know, like Chatterbox, it's, you know, it's this is easy money, and I think some people may have realized that. Not, you know, others may not still. But yeah, I so it's cool to see the trend goes up, because it's not, I mean, part of it, yes, it is the bigger class, but in the end, like, you have people who didn't do it before started doing it because they realized that, oh, this is a source of money, you know, that, you know, so you could rack up a little bit of money here and there, so, but yeah.
And you said like it is very easy to earn money in this, like especially if you know where to look. Like I messaged Thomas about a month ago, saying that the PVE economy is kind of borked, because we have six PVE billionaires in the league.
Well, it's bork because the reality is that you can only spend so much money. You could
Yeah,
only
there's
spend so much money. You know, so
yeah.
at one point the money has no place to go. And so and yes, the did the casino, I mean the stock market boost it? Yes, of course it did. I'm not saying it didn't. But you know, it goes back to the stock market is really the uber rich gets richer. Not it wasn't an actual problem because like what's the difference between having 500 million and $1 billion in this league? Nothing. Literally nothing. Like yeah, so you could spend more time doing nothing and before your money depletes, but who's doing that? You know, because we did do the math, it's just like, oh, out of the, you know, all the people who have over $100 million or something like that or whatever the number is, like only two of them did not have league jobs, and one of them is inactive, and the other one probably won't get hired in most of them, but they did have league jobs at, you know, one point in time or whatever. So, you know, obviously it's not about the, you know, the casino, what, not the casino, the stock market is a whole different thing for another day. So that, but but yeah, it's easy. I think people just really need to like, hey, you know, you spend a little bit of time, you could easily max earn. You know, you can't sit there and do nothing, but there are a good way. And even with this draft class, the season 49, I was mentioning. And this is kind of really kudos to the Dillos. I was mentioning a lot of them like have a crap load of money right now because they figured it out. And this is a lot to do with the Dillos GM war room leadership to kind of show people what they, you know, to kind of hone in on, like, oh, this is what you can do. You know, like I keep saying, like, oh, you have over, like, if you have like over $20 million, like, in the bank by the time the draft comes around, you're really good. Like, oh, this is really good. I was looking at the numbers, like, okay, you take Hoppy out. Hoppy doesn't count. You know, you take Hoppy out of the picture. You know, like, there's one with 15 mil, which is not too shabby. The other one's 34 mil, 43 mil, 37 mil. These are people who only been here for, technically speaking, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, five, maybe 4 or 5 weeks. You
Yeah,
know?
I'm
So.
seeing seven Dillos, not including Hoppy and JD Wrecker, who've been around for a while. But I'm seeing seven Dillos that are over 20 mil,
Yeah,
and
that's
that's
it.
impressive.
So yeah, you how did that guy have $24 million?
But
Like, I'm looking at some other numbers right now. I'm like, how did this guy have $21 million? Like, I
yeah.
gotta figure out what they did. That is impressive. Now, granted, well, even then, even if you say like, oh, maybe they didn't buy the rookie equipment, that's still only 5 million. So that means they're still at like 16 million. Like, so you do get 14 from the rookie tasks and the miner's contract, but you usually would, you know, if you're doing, you know, if you actually get everything, that 5 million of that goes away from for the rookie. So, you know, so I kind of expect people, okay, maybe it'll be, you know, hovering around nine, you know, if they did the rookie task, you know, give or take a few, you know, million here and there from some random stuff, but yeah, that's the number that I kind of expect. But like the moment that you double that, it's like, okay, now I'm curious, like, what you did, because there's some like, I was like, I don't know what you did. That's really interesting.
Secrets.
I'm legit curious.
I'm pretty much out of like Twitter and Chatterbox stuff, but I do want to kind of like I really quickly threw together a list here. I'm curious if you are able to guess. So without looking at the bank spreadsheet, I mentioned to Hummus that there were six billionaires. There's actually, since I met messaged him a month ago, there's become a seventh. I'm curious, how many
Also,
of the seven PVE billionaires
can I
can you name from
name?
memory?
Oh
Yeah.
wow. It's me,
Seven.
Sarah, Po, Shu.
There's four.
I think Hummus broke that. Oh, Hummus did not break that?
Hummus is not at a billion yet. You got yourself, Shu, Po, and Sarah. There's three more. We've already mentioned one of them tonight.
We mentioned one of them tonight.
Yeah, earlier on in the podcast. Former member of HO.
Former member of HO. Oh, Punk was
Yeah, you
on.
got it. Yep,
Yeah, Punk was on
Punk's
a lot.
one.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's two more. One of them is a individual that's been around for a long time, current GM. The other one is newer,
Did Joe
but they've still
break a
been
bill?
around.
No, I don't think.
No.
A
Yeah, Joe
long
Sayre's not
time
from
GM.
here.
I don't think Person Man ever came close. Because I don't think he.
Legend. Think your comp or your division, actually.
Ba oh, Bailey.
Bailey. Yep,
That makes
Bailey's
sense. Yeah,
one.
ba Bailey because of the. Because any. Well, if they're on the draft graphics team, there's a good chance they broke that.
That's actually the other person is a big part of that draft graphics team, and they are probably the new. They're definitely the newest member to be added to this list, since they weren't a billionaire when I messaged Hummus a month ago, but they have become one since.
Sonic.
It's not Sonic.
Well, I pay Sonic a crap load of money. I'm surprised he's not there yet. Sonic, like he gets a crap load from that. Anyways, but yeah.
Sonic's close. Sonic's at 952,000.
Okay,
953.
I'm. I
Current
don't.
member of the
T
Gangster
t
Toros.
current member. Oh, Nova.
Nope. Yeah, Nova,
Yeah,
yeah.
Orbiting Death broke a billion? Wow, okay.
Orbiting Death broke a billion and became the newest PvE
That
billionaire.
is insane how fast he got there. But he was one that through graphics he already like made a crap load beforehand and he does a bunch. If you do a bunch of them, because you they basically paid $2 million per render. So like
Big
and
one.
so like yeah, you could say, oh, that's a lot of money, like blah blah blah. You gotta keep in mind like they basically have a week to do like a bunch of them.
It's a high workload for sure, yeah.
And the major drop is actually kind of reasonable in terms of the turnover time. It's the miners one, because the miners don't start drafting until that like Wednesday or like Tuesday, and then their presentation is on Saturday. They have a 4 day turnaround. So if you have a big miners class, oh my goodness. Like they're rushing, and they're finishing up the majors at that time too. So yeah, I don't mind that the draft graphics team like get a crap load of money because, you know, that is such an important thing for them to do. So yeah, I'm surprised like oh actually no TGP the thing is TGP just kind of runs it more, so he kind of takes the leftover stuff. So in terms of the amount of renders that he does, it's actually much less than everybody else. He just gets paid a flat fee for being the draft graphics head, more so than you know. So, but I guess he hasn't reached a billion yet. But Sonic gets paid a lot because he does that and he does the awards one. So yeah.
I have a feeling Sonic's gonna reach that
Sonic,
eventually.
oh, Sonic will reach it this season. So once.
There's
After the off season, he would definitely reach it. So,
a good amount of people that could reach it very soon, but
I
that's.
think you know it goes back to we don't have a lot of outlet to spend it, and that's something that I don't think anyone has really solved. So, well, anyways, you know, that's neither here nor there, but
They should add a new tier of equipment above the rest that costs an exorbitant amount of money for only like one or two TPE. That would drain my bank account very quickly. Bring it on. Bring it on, HO. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, but it goes back to, look, if you spend a little time in a league, you can make a buttload of money, and that's it's not hard. It really is not, you know. So, but anyways, well,
All this to say, Chatterbox good.
Chatterbox good. Chatterbox.
Twitter, I think, was slightly better, but Chatterbox good.
I think Chatterbox is a success. I think I will say that it is, and it does what it needs to do, and I don't think it doesn't prevent anyone from actually doing Twitter. Just obviously, there's no incentives for anyone doing it, other than for giggles, which I think we will do.
And HO needed Chatterbox to succeed, which is why it's full of multi-accounts
That
of
is
head
true.
office
It's
members.
actually all hummus.
Yep.
All that number
It's
jump is actually hummus.
only ever been hummus.
Exactly. The jump was because of hummus, not because of the new class.
Astronaut on the moon
He
meme,
just
it's
he
called
just
it's called
no.
hummus.
He just hi he just hid behind those the draft class. Like, oh, this is my chance, you know. Like, so it's like incognito. He's just come in a Trojan horse and no one suspects, you know, and it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, the trend's because of this. No.
I was like, look at all
No.
these new players that I recruited, and
He
his boy is
that
arms
he
out, and just a
recruited.
bunch of his clones like standing
Exactly.
behind him.
Exactly. This is how, you know, he keeps saying that he got, oh, permissions to post on these Reddit posts. No, he never got. No. No. That's a lie.
It's all been a cover up. That's what we're gonna leave you with here. Unless you have anything else that you want to add,
Nope, I
I've run
think
out of
that's it.
red yarn. So
There's
I
no more
think
red yarns for now.
we've spun our spool
Well,
for.
if nothing at all, we bring back the return of PvE trade rumors, and
Yeah.
we just have to find a place to publicize
And bigger strange with it. We're
it.
back
We're
for
back.
one day until next year.
All right, July of 2025. That's what we're aiming for.
I've marked it on my calendar. Let's
There we
do it.
go. Let's go.
There we go. But thank you all for listening to this point. We much appreciate it. I realized halfway through that I never introduced myself, but I'm AJ, and that's Enoch. We're very happy to have you all listening in. So thank you very much for letting us rant at you for an hour plus about Twitter and Chatterbox. And we'll come up with a more interesting and mysterious topic next time, probably.
Probably. I'm sure there's something out there.
We've got plenty of segment ideas. We just haven't actually gone through them.
We should look at them. All
Yeah.
right. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week or whatever, whenever it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.